we've had multiple feedback about this song in particular that we should do, and it's called How Could You Leave Us by NF.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're here arguing in studio right before this came on.
What are we arguing about?
We're arguing about personal stuff,
okay,
man.
Okay, that's cool. Okay? I respect
he's
it.
Like,
I respect,
he's like, man, you sure? Man, can I share? Hey, man, are you sure? Like, well, do you want me to share? Man, I could.
In my defense.
It's something we've been praying about.
Yeah.
We can say
it's not
that.
Like, can I share something that right, where you right, failed no, no, or
it's,
something like that?
Right, right. No, it's all a good thing. Right. It is.
It's a good thing. Well, we'll leave it at that. Hey, today is another episode. We're excited that you're back. And, man, we have just get so much feedback about these reaction videos. And so we're going to do another one today. I have fun doing them.
I do, too.
They're fun, and we get to pull in biblical truths. And
yeah.
We've had multiple feedback about this song in particular that we should do, and it's called How Could You Leave Us by NF. I've heard a little bit about the song, but this truly is a blind reaction. Never heard it, never seen the video, and I heard it's deep. In context, I'm pretty sure in reading up and what they've said in the comments is this is about he's a song about his mother and her overdose, and man, this is probably going to be pretty heavy, but anything you want to add?
No. Yeah, I guess this was his way of coping, you know, a form of grieving the death of his mother from, I think it was a pill overdose. And while we haven't lost our mothers yet, we've lost many people dear to us, many men we've walked with, women that we've known. Death is unfortunately a part of addiction recovery ministry, and so we've grieved many many immense deaths throughout the year, some together, some separately, and so it's something that's near and dear to our hearts as well, and that's why we do what we do, is to tell people and remind people that there is a way out.
Yeah At one point early on as a pastor, a young pastor, supposed to do a lot of weddings, and there was at one point that I had done more funerals than weddings, just because I'm an addiction recovery pastor. So that's pretty tough. So we know this. Again, if this video is what's bringing you here, you've never heard of Life After Addiction, man, we're a podcast that talks about a whole bunch of stuff. We just recently started doing some every now and then, every other video or something like that, some reaction videos, because we see that it's really beneficial.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
But we talk about all things, man. We talk about there's freedom from addiction. Just last episode, go back and listen, we talked about Kratom. A couple episodes ago, we talked about weed. We talked about our own personal stories through addiction, finding freedom. We talk about S2L Recovery, the facility that we serve at, and we get to minister to guys all the time that are coming from all over the country battling addictions. And so that's kind of what we are. Hopefully, if that's something that you think you can get encouragement every week on Fridays, subscribe to the channel. We'd really appreciate it. So, again, just a reminder, we owe two $100 gift cards for subscribers. We're going to try to pull that potentially next week. So if you're still haven't subscribed, do it. I'm going to send an email out. I'm going to randomly pick two subscribers and email you and make sure that it's okay that we talk about or mention your channel on the podcast, and then we'll mail those off.
So. Do we have a chance to win since we're technically subscribers?
I guess if it's random, yeah.
Come on, let's
go,
man.
Do you think that they would believe that, though?
No.
Crazy enough.
I was just wondering.
Crazy enough. Producer Jorian and Chitty won a $100 gift card. Here you go, guys. Right on, live on.
But we're honest. We're honest men, right?
Yeah.
So
if we draw any of our kidding. If we draw any of our names, we'll redraw.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Well, this is gonna be
this
deep.
Is blind.
This is blind. So this
could
be deep.
This could be a train wreck. So let's see how this goes.
Oh gosh.
How could you leave so unexpected? We waited.
Pause it. He's got a good voice, man.
Yeah, I'm already getting emotional, about to cry. Like,
He's got a good voice, singing voice. Okay.
We waited for you, but you just left us.
Oh, man.
We needed you. I needed you. Yo, I don't know what it's like to be addicted to pills, but I do know what it's like to be a witness to kills. Mama told me she loved me. I'm thinking this isn't real. I think of you when I get a whiff of that cigarette smell, Welcome to the bottom of hell. They say pain is a prison. Let me out of my cell. You say you proud of me, but you don't know me that well. Sit in my room, tears running down my face, and I yell into my pillowcases. Say you coming to get us, then call a minute later just to tell us you're not. I'm humiliated. I'm in a room with a parent that I don't barely know. Some lady in the corner watching us while she's taking notes. I don't get it, Mom.
So deep, man. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. Even in a personal sense, man. Men that we've served who have kids and left kids behind and a wife behind and a grieving mother and father behind. It's why we do what we do, man. It's why we do what we do, to let people know that there is freedom from these things. And just hearing a bit of his story as a childhood, feeling neglected, like his mom choosing drugs and pills over a relationship with him and the effect it has on a child.
Being humiliated, I'm going to be there, how inconsistent. Two things, I did get emotional. Two things, it's, man, my own personal story, man, it is by God's grace that I didn't have kids. I had a wife, and the damage, you can go back and watch her testimonies, and my wife is on a podcast called Hope After Addiction. Go and check them out. But I'm just, by God's grace, I didn't have kids then, man, because everything he just said would have been me.
Yeah.
I would have.
Oh, same here.
I would have made empty promises.
Oh, yeah.
I would have said I'll be there and wouldn't. I would have, when he said, you say you're proud of me, but you don't even know me that well. So it's just by God's grace that he healed and redeemed me before I could be the godly father to my two kids. Number one. Number two, we probably should not have done this. I went to a funeral. I went to two funerals in 3 days about 6 months ago. And one of them, they were both really hard. One of them, I was walking through and pouring. We poured into both of these men. Walking through at the end, saying my condolences to his parents. And I look over to his wife. And he had a 7-year-old child with the exact same name as my child. And that's how old my child is. And it just hit me different than men. Like, that kid doesn't grow up with a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because of lies, because of addiction, because of, just that sinful desire that the Bible says and the Word of God says that we can escape. Keep going. Oh, man.
Don't you want to watch your babies grow? I guess pills are more important. All you have to say is no. But you won't do it, will you? You gonna keep popping till them pills kill you. I know you're gone, but I can still feel you.
Yeah.
Even right there, like, all you have to say is no. That's something I really hit home with the men that we serve at our ministry is, like, even from a rational standpoint, when you think about addiction, if I can't quit for my wife, who I am madly in love with, if I can't quit for the sake of my children, who I know deserve better and deserve the full me in their lives, if I can't quit for the sake of my freedom, for the sake of these things that mean most to me in life, what should that tell you about addiction? It is a spiritual problem. It is a spiritual battle, and we are up against spiritual forces of evil. And we've got to fight these things spiritually.
Yeah.
Because the rational mind will tell you, I dang sure should be able to quit for my children. Yeah. I should be able to quit for my wife. I care nothing in life about anything else more than those things.
Yeah.
Why can't I just say no? Why can't I stop? And the difference is that, man, the hope is not found within ourselves.
Yeah.
It's found in the cross of Jesus Christ. And until I start fighting the battle of addiction in a spiritual sense, I'm going to be hard pressed to find victories.
Yeah. And I mean, from when it comes to, if you're watching this and you've gone through recovery, then man, we feel you. And what he just said is true. I loved my wife.
Mm.
I loved my wife, but yet I kept choosing pills, and it just didn't make sense. And like you said, man, the Bible says that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual things. And went through several secular rehabs that made it about not spiritual things, that mm-hmm. made it about just for today, just doing these steps and just, I need a higher power. So it's somewhat spiritual, but then that, it's like a doorknob can be my higher power, and there's no power there, no power there. And go back one episode, man. We talk about all about our philosophy and theology when it comes to addiction, the Kratom episode. Check that out. I don't want to repeat it, but we get it, man. Like good people,
good men
that
good
love women. Their family mm. and can't stop.
Mm. Oh. I got this picture in my room and it kills me. But I don't need a picture of my mom. I need the real thing. Now yeah. a relationship mm. is something we won't ever have. But why do I feel like I lost something that I never had? You should have been there when I graduated. Told me you love me and mm. congratulations. Instead you left us at the window waiting. Where you at, mom? What's a young to understand? Where you at, huh?
Leave you left us at the window waiting. If you go back to the song Hope, right, that we did, the first reaction that we did, Hope, on the mountaintop, he said, my kid's never going to have to be at the window waiting. Mm. That's not a shot at you, Ma. I'm just saying, or something like that.
Mm.
And, man, I want to tell you, not playing on words, but if that is you, if you are struggling and you have been the one that chases after the idol over and it's consumed you and owned you and it's you're serving it instead of your family, I want you to know there is hope.
Amen.
I sit here today, 11 years removed from addiction, and I love my family, and they know it. Every day they hear how much I love them, and I show it. There is hope. There is hope. There is life after addiction, which is the name of this. So I want you to know, I don't know why, I just remembered in that his song, Hope, mm. that he said that on that cliff at the end, my kids aren't going to have to be at the window waiting. And I want you to know, yours don't either. Like, I promise you, by the authority of God's word and my own testimony, there is freedom from the chains of addiction.
Amen. Amen. I'll say something real quick, too. Just so what you brought up earlier, like, thank God I am where I am now, and yeah. that I didn't have children
yeah.
back when I was running amok for years.
Yeah.
Years of my life, because mine would have looked no different.
My
parenting would have looked no different whatsoever.
Your kids would have watched you overdose and you come back to life and all of that stuff. Yeah.
I'm thankful for who God is and his promises over my life and the power and authority that he possesses over addiction.
Yeah.
Addiction is no match.
Yeah.
Addiction is no match to the God that we serve.
Yeah.
It's no match.
Yeah. And there's also hope too, because some of you, that's not your stories. Your kids did see this. I want you to know that I've witnessed firsthand restoration in families, to where the kids, to the father, to the mother, God's restored and they're living a life of consistency. That's not words anymore. There is hope for you too. And almost it will draw, and almost I've seen this. Like, I'm thankful that my kids didn't see that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that it's almost like the family unit is so close because they've gone to hell and back together.
Mm.
And they've seen God restore daddy. Mm. They've seen God restore mommy, not just with words, but with actions. And it almost points their kids, your kids, to God, because they know only God can redeem my daddy.
Mm.
And it's wild. So there's hope for you too, man.
Amen.
Yeah, I know them drugs that got you held captive. I can see it in your eyes, they got your mind captured. Some say it's fun to get the high, but I am not laughing. And what you don't realize and what you're not grasping, that I was nothing but a kid who couldn't understand it. I ain't gonna say that I forgive you, cause it hasn't happened. I thought that maybe I'd feel better as time passes. If you really cared for me the way you acting, why would you leave? Why would you leave? Conversation, you and I sat in the living room talking about my music, and I brought you something to listen to. You started crying, telling me this isn't you. A couple weeks later, guess you were singing a different tune. You took them pills for the last time, didn't you? They took you from us once, I guess they came back to finish you. Crying my eyes out in the studio is difficult. Music is the only place that I can go to speak to you. It took everything inside of me not to scream at your funeral. Sitting in my chair, that person talking was pitiful. I wish you were here, mama, but every time I picture you, all I feel is pain. I hate the way I remember you. They found you on the floor, I could tell you felt hollow. Gave everything you had plus your life to them pill bottles. You gave everything you had plus your life to them pill bottles. Don't know if you hear me or not, but if you're still watching, why would you leave?
Come.
Man, this is heavy.
This
is heavy. Even just the videography, like just the picture of a family, of a mother not being there for her children. I don't know how old he was whenever she passed away. I mean, it matters, but man, that's just so difficult to process.
He was nine.
Was he?
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah, I almost want to speak. I'll save it to the end. It's heavy, man.
Why would you leave us? How could you leave us? How could you leave us? Why would you leave us? Sometimes I think about things like, you know, when I have kids, and like, you won't be there, you know, you won't be there for any of that. I'll never get to see you again. I wish I would have just called you. I wish I would have just picked up the phone. But you were here. I mean, you should have been there for us. You should have been here. And pills got you right.
God.
And pills got you right. I wish you were here.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I want to say this to the to the 7-year-old boy at the funeral. It's not your fault. I don't know why this happened. God is sovereign. And as you shout out to him with your fist in the air, why this happened to my dad or my mom, man, I can't give you answers there. But what I can tell you is that God's sovereign, that he loves you. What happened to your parents, not your fault. And keep, like the video, I mean, be on fire for the Lord. Show people the Lord. That's what happened to us, man. We can't, you couldn't drag us away from this ministry with 30 horses and chains. Press into the Lord. If you are watching this and your loved one is going down the same path, make it as hard as possible for them to stay in a life of addiction and as easy as possible for them to move into a life of recovery.
Amen.
Get help. There is hope. By the authority of God's word and my own testimony. But, I mean, I've had parents ask me, why did this happen to my kid?
Yeah.
And the same answer I'll give to them, I'll give to the kid. Why did this happen to my parent? And it's just, I don't know. But I trust God and that he's good. And whatever was going to happen, it's probably God's sovereign. All things work for the good of those who love God and called him according to his purposes. And I know, just like NF said in his song, I miss you and I want you here. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I know that God's sovereign, that he loves you and that there's peace in him. Maybe he's drawing you to find rest for your soul in him. Mm.
Praise God for music. It's so powerful. To be able to convey a message like that, the healing, I'm sure, not only it provided, you know, NF himself, but just millions of people around the world who have experienced loss through addiction, and help them cope and provide them some sort of comfort and peace, and to know someone else out there has experienced the same things, and that, you know, there is healing that's possible. You can move forward. You can continue to move on. I'm not saying it'll ever get to a place where it's easy. But that was one of the most powerful songs.
Yeah. From the other end.
Yeah.
From the end of, man, that's me, bro.
Mm.
I'm his mom. He's singing that. My kids could have been singing that about me. And it's an eye opener. It's not too late. It's not too late. If you are feeling the devastation of loss of a loved one, know that you're not alone. Know that it wasn't your fault. Know that you couldn't have changed them. You couldn't have called at a different time or loved them in a different way. Yeah, there's nothing that you could do. And just trust that God is sovereign and that he will heal your heart. You might not ever have answers for why they're gone too soon. But you could find rest in his, for your soul. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and you'll find rest for your soul. Yeah.
That's a heavy one, man. That's a heavy one. I'm glad we did that, though.
I can't be doing these blind reactions, guys. I got to be able to watch it first.
that was actually way better.
That wrecked me, man.
Mm.
So, guys, I just want you to know, again, there's hope. Like his song, there's hope from addiction. If you are the one that you're not allowed to see your kids right now because of the things that you've done, know that there's hope. You got to start living it, not just saying it. Chase hard after God. If he says that you can escape those sinful desires in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, read that. The Bible literally says that you can escape the corruption that's in the world that comes through sinful desires, and then he lists how you do it.
Hmm.
Go to our website. Reach out to us if you need help. Find Christ-centered recovery. There's freedom from addiction. 5 years, 11 years, 7 years.
Yeah. And that's life after addiction, baby.
You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S2L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S2LRecovery.org.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.